So this is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I'm discussing the fundamental principles of devotion. Yesterday we heard about offering one's dear objects to the Lord. And Rupa Goswami quotes from Narada Pancharatra. He says whatever activities we have or whatever objects we have that are dear, we should offer to the Lord, that are dear to us, but more specifically, we should find out what are the objects that are dear to the Lord and offer them to the Lord. So he mentions in Jiva Goswami, or he mentions Gunjamala, peacock feathers. These are things that Krishna likes. We should offer these to the Lord. And then we discussed about Sharanagati, the difference between, there's a different principle here. We're talking about Atmanavedanam, Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam. And then he went into offering one's dear objects. Now the 52nd principle is called Sharanapati. This is from Hari Bhakti Vilas. Tavasmiti vidam vacha tateva manasa vidan tatstana mashritas tanva modate sharanagata. Self-surrender. One who expresses oneself with the words, "Lord, I belong to you," and he feels like that in his mind, and also he takes residence in the Lord's realm, this exemplifies true surrender in his being. So I guess it's three parts. It has something to do with the mentality, body, mind, and words, basically, what's being said here. He's talking about body, mind, and words. Hari Bhakti Vilas is kayo mana vakya. In the body, kayo, mana, mind, and vakya, words. All three must be connected to the Lord in order to be considered the fullest expression of self-surrender, as Sharanapati. So first, one with his words, he expresses. And it's words originating from the heart. It's heart-sourced. Heart-sourced words. Because they say talk is cheap. They have a phrase in English, talk is cheap. You can talk so many things. Now, of course, now you have to pay. Cell phone you. Watch how much your talk costs. Every time you speak a minute or two, it costs you a rupee. So talk is not so cheap. But it's easy to speak, and people speak freely about any subject without much discretion or consideration or pre-thought. But to actually speak from the heart, this is rare, and this is what Hari Bhakti Vilas is talking about here. The devotee, the Sharanapati means one speaks directly from the heart. The heart is speaking through the mouth, and one is actually honestly saying, "Oh my Lord," as he says here, I am thine, as it says here, but I belong to you, my Lord. And one feels like that in his mind. So first he expresses with his words, and his mind is feeling that I belong to the Lord. Of course, that's not in a Brajbhav sense of things. That's called Twadiyabhav. Twadiyabhav and Madhyabhav. Twadiyabhav means I belong to you. No, that's a big step. That's a big step in spiritual progress to have Twadiyabhav. Because generally we think, this is my wife, my husband, my house. I belong to this country. I belong to this wife. I belong to this husband. I belong to this whatever, society or this group of people. But to feel that I belong to God, that I belong to Krishna, that's a great stride or a great step towards pure mind and pure ego. Because the Hamameti has its perverted, this Hamameti, I and mine, has its perverted representation, has its pure representation. The perverted representation is Ahankar, false identity. And the pure identity is Hankar, who I actually am. So in Brajbhav, this is the mood, this Twadiya, that I belong to you, this is the mood of Chandravali. Chandravali thinks, Krishna, I belong to you. But then there's Madhyabhav. Radharani is Madhya. Madhyabhav means, Krishna, you belong to me. You are mine. And nobody else's. And I control the situation, and I control you in every situation. So therefore, you belong to me. So this, of course, this also comes in a devotee. It's called mamta, that you are mine. And this is the purest representation of mamta, this Madhya Bhav of Radharani, because this is the purest representation of the loving relationship between God and his devotee, is Radha and Krishna. So no one can, of course, have that same intensity of feeling that Radharani has. But in the beginning of devotion, this is a great step. That's why it's in Vaidhi Bhakti. This is the 52nd limb of Vaidhi Sadhana, or Vidhi Nisheda, the limbs of Vaidhi Sadhana. And as is mentioned by Jiva Goswami, these limbs are also have their corresponding representation in Raganuga Sadhana also. But they have a different flavor, and they have a different intensity. So as a Vaidhi Sadhaka, if we can come to this platform where we actually feel that, I belong to Krishna. So yes, in Vaidhi Sadhana, these principles are there, and also in Raganuga Sadhana. So in Vaidhi Sadhana, it's I belong to Krishna. Of course, who can say that? Honestly, who can say that from the heart? Who can really feel, yes, I belong to Krishna. And then in Raganuga Sadhana, because Raganuga Sadhana is that, in Raganuga Sadhana, one is following the footsteps. It's called Brajaloka Anasarata. And Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Seva Sadhaka Rupena, Sidrupena Chatrahi. It says Brajaloka Anasarata, that one is following in the footsteps, Anusara, following the footsteps of a Brajaloka, a resident of Vrindavan, Lalita Vishaka Rupa Rati Manjari, etc., or Sridham Subal, Nanda Bhava and Yashoda. So when one is following these residents, one also follows their bhav, their mood of love, their orientation towards Krishna. So if one is following Radharani or her sakis, her manjaris, her sakigan, then they have this mood also, that Madhya Bhav, that Krishna is mine. So in Raganuga Sadhana, Sharanapati, this principle of self-surrender, rather than feeling that I belong to Krishna, the devotee feels Krishna is mine. Krishna is actually mine. Because he derives this mood and this meditation and this mood from those he associates with the songs that he sings and with the pastimes that he reads and remembers and with the bhavas that he tries to identify with. So, of course, our discussion right now is for the sadhana bhakti. I have some note here. Because we have these two terms, there's sharanapati and sharanagati. And Jiva Dharma, and I think also teachings Lord Chaitanya, there's this, we have these six limbs of surrender. Anukulyena sankalpa pratikulya savarjanam rakshishiv titivishvaso gopta trevaranam tadas sad vida sharanagati. So we have this word sharanagati. And here we have sharanapati. So this prapati or sharanagati or sharanapati, they're all basically, they mean surrender, taking shelter. So taking shelter has three parts. Taking shelter by speech, mind, and body. So, obviously, it says, like for example, it says, so we say, I take shelter of you, Lord Krishna. And then we truly feel like that Krishna is mine. And we say you truly feel like that in the mind, that Krishna is mine. You say what you think, and you think what you say, and you do what you say. So this is, a lot of people say something, but they don't do it. In the modern vernacular, they say, walk your talk. You must have heard this a million times. So to say, oh Krishna, I belong to you, I take shelter of you, we may say that, but are we actually doing it? Are we actually taking shelter of Krishna? Do you actually feel in our heart that I belong to Krishna? So the ultimate thing is to live in Krishna's abode and to feel and think oneself as a surrendered soul. Now, sometimes people have a question about what's the difference between Atmanivedanam, because that came earlier, and Sharanapati. So ultimately, although it's not in sequence, the commentary here is that Atmanivedanam is a higher practice in Sharanagati. That's why in the discussion of Atmanivedanam, it's said that it's very rare. So at the level of Vaidhi, we do Sharanagati, and later maybe it will mature into Atmanivedanam. Because the example of Atmanivedanam is the gopis, but Sharanagati, the example of Sharanagati is even Gajendra. It's in the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. Gajendra, he surrendered to the Lord in difficulty. And this is the four kinds of pious people, they turn to the Lord. So Gajendra is given as the example of someone who turns to the Lord in difficulty and surrenders, oh my Lord. So this is Sharanapati or surrender, but it's not the fullest expression of Atmanivedanam, which was defined earlier as dedicating one's body, mind, words, everything in the service of Krishna. And no one is more dedicated to the service of Krishna than the Brajagopis, because they give their very bodies, every aspect of themselves for Krishna's happiness. I'll just read this one other verse and describe it's along the same point of self-surrender. Chom prapanosmi sharanam deva deva janardana itiya sharanam praptastam klesha dudaram yam yaham. It is said by the Lord in the Sringa Purana. So I suppose it's Lord Nisringadeva speaking. I deliver him from all miseries, who says, O Lord of Lords, O Janardhan, I surrender myself unto you and take refuge in you. Jiva Goswami says the word Sharana has two meanings. Sharan. That's actually Sharan. What do they say in Gujarat? The followers of Sri Nathji. Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. Have you ever heard this? Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. What does that mean? That Sri Krishna is my shelter. So have we done it? Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So we surrender to Guru. Guru Parashraya. Sri Guru Parashraya. This is the beginning of devotion. Surrender to lotus feet of Guru. Jiva Goswami says the word Sharana has two meanings. First, it means dependence on the Lord as the only protector. And secondly, it means taking complete shelter at the feet of the Lord. In the above text from the Sringa Puran, I surrender myself unto you means, O Lord, I accept you as my protector. That the Lord delivers such a person from all his afflictions. So here, I guess the Jiva Goswami is explaining Sharanam means taking shelter, and also means surrender, seeing the Lord as my protector. Because that also, ultimately, that's what it means. Shelter and protection go hand in hand. Because the whole concept of shelter means that you're seeking some protection. They say shelter from the rain. And this is one of the punya karmas in the Dharma Shastras, to build shelters, to build some temporary, like in bus stops. In bus stop, they have some shelter to protect people from the rain or the cold or the wind while they wait for the bus. So in holy places or along Parikrama Margs or just on the roadway, on the side of the roadway, they would make these temporary shelters. They're not fixed rooms, it's just a rooftop and some two walls, three walls. People would stay there to get some shelter while they're walking from monsoon rains and things like that. This is shelter. So when you go in a shelter, you're protected from the onslaught of the torrential rainfall. I remember recently when rainy season was here, and sometimes rain would come very fastly, very quickly in the evening time. And we'd be on Parikrama, Radhakund Parikrama in the evening time. Then rain would be coming like anything. And then all the devotees would run to the next shelter. They'd run from Manoranjan Dharmashala, and they'd stop at Balavacharya Mahaprabhu's Baitak and go inside a little place there. And I remember about 50 devotees were all huddled there, and rain was coming like anything. And everyone was really close together, and everyone's looking at each other and chanting different mantras and appreciating how we're all sheltered here together and taking shelter of this Baitak of Balavacharya. And then it stopped for a little bit, and then everybody ran onto Madan Mohan, and they went in under Madan Mohan's Nat Mandir, and then it rained again. Everyone stayed there, and I remember it was very good because we had a Harinam party, so we just stayed in the Madan Mohan temple, and everybody was forced to hear the Harinam. Yeah, he's with some Harinam. So they couldn't run away because there was rain everywhere. So we chanted the holy name with a few devotees in Harinam. So that we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. Be tadiyanam sevanam tulasya. Serving those associated with the Lord, such as Tulsi. Tadiyanam sevanam.